Live. We're launching into hour number one of the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those. They're on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight, lots to talk about as always. And what I want to find out from you is if you feel like people should have a right to a home.
A right to a home.
That's what I want to find out.
Okay.
800-259-9231. We'll get into that story here in a few moments. But first, it's getting very difficult to do show prep, Mark.
Why is that?
Well, because apparently the news media doesn't want to report on anything at all besides some bimbo who's dead.
Yep.
What in the hell is going on?
The death of Anna Nicole Smith yesterday was a feeding frenzy for the national media, and coverage of the war was drowned out.
Who is this? Who is this woman?
She posed nude in a penthouse about 10 years ago.
Right.
She married a billionaire.
She was in...
she had a television show.
Right. She was in a movie with Leslie Nielsen, The Naked Gun. 33 and a third.
There you go.
Right. She's just some chick.
She really is just some chick. I mean, she's been a pretty... a loser in the limelight for a long time.
Right.
And now she's really,
now she's dead.
She's lost big.
Now she's bought the farm. She's pushing daisies. Mm-hmm. She's 6 feet under. And we're all supposed to care.
If you think we sound callous about it, think how many other people died yesterday.
Yeah, countless numbers of people.
People who took care of their families, people who went out and earned a living, people who really brought something to the world. And we're worried about Anna Nicole Smith.
I'm not worried about Anna Nicole Smith.
Well, I mean,
I don't
we
understand
as a nation.
I don't understand why anybody is. Now, if you're somebody out there who actually is enjoying all this Anna Nicole Smith coverage, somebody who's honestly eating it all up, somebody who's tuning into the news to find out what's the next breaking story about Anna Nicole Smith, I would like to know why you feel that way. At 800-259-9231.
You know, I've got to say that I find her somewhat interesting. Just the whole the train wreck of it all.
Well, I see.
I don't
where you're
turn on the television to do it, but if the television was on, I'd be more likely to not walk out of the room if there was some kind of Anna Nicole.
So you're admitting to being one of these Anna Nicole.
Just a little bit.
People in the feeding frenzy. I mean, for lack of a better term.
It's a shame. Why is it that we care? What is it that they do about it?
I've skipped the stories. I don't even know how she died. I just know, all I know is the headlines, and the headlines are that she's dead, and they're investigating it.
I know very little about the story, and I want to keep it that way. It's my understanding she died of a drug overdose in Broward County, Florida, or something like that.
Good riddance to her.
Yeah, well,
as far as I'm concerned, it's Darwinism.
Well,
she's dog meat.
She had a child.
Chop her up and put her in some dog food, okay? I don't care what happens to Anna Nicole Smith, and I wish I could understand why Americans do. Can you please help me understand this? 800-259-9231. But let's look at some of the statistics, Mark, because I find these absolutely fascinating. A fascinating study in how pathetic Americans have become and where their priorities are.
NBC's Nightly News devoted 14 seconds to Iraq, compared to 3 minutes and 13 seconds to Anna Nicole. CNN.
That's a huge news package.
Huge difference. Yeah,
look,
3 and a half minutes is.
I'm somebody who, I've got a little bit of experience with the news world. I'm not a television producer. I'm not a news package producer. I've done a little
That's
bit.
That's a lead story.
Yeah, I've done a little bit of work on these sorts of things, and just looking at the lengths of stories on the news, a good size story, good package is 45 seconds long.
Yeah.
To devote 3 minutes to some bimbo who's dead? What is going on here? You know, when I saw the story, Mark, when I first saw the story break, and I saw it hit the front page at abcnews.com, and I saw it hit everywhere else, the front page everywhere else, I thought, huh. Now, what's going on in the world that I should really be caring about?
Yeah, usually it seems like you should really pay attention to something when things like this are going on.
Something else.
Right.
Yeah, there's something else going on. Well, I'd like to know what the real story is out there right now.
You know, and...
because I can't find anything else to talk about that's fresh besides this Anna Nicole Smith crap.
CNN referenced Anna Nicole 522% more frequently than it did Iraq. In MSNBC,
there are people dying over there.
Not just people
who are actually important.
Not just people dying, just like Anna Nicole. I mean, people dying, just like Anna Nicole died.
Right.
But people that are dying In
a more relevant fashion.
Right, you know, that are dying, quote-unquote, in defense of this country. I feel like it's a shame that they're dying.
People who are dying because we're all paying taxes in order to support them all going over to die.
Right.
Anna Nicole Smith,
we're
she can
culpable.
Go snort as much coke as she wants.
Yep, we're culpable of those people's deaths, as opposed to Anna Nicole's.
522% compared to what?
It was 522% more frequently than it did Iraq.
Good.
MSNBC was 708% more references than Anna Nicole got than Iraq. The lopsided coverage largely ignored many key developments in Iraq, including the sixth downing of a U.S. helicopter in the past 3 weeks.
Oh, that's not
We're
news.
Losing helicopter crews out there. Like,
oh,
you wouldn't believe
that's
it.
Not news.
I don't know
Let's
where
talk
they're getting,
about the bimbo.
Where are they getting these missiles from? How are they shooting down our helicopters?
Oh, who wants to talk about all that bad news, that depressing stuff? Let's talk about the dumb bimbo who took a man for a ride and then got herself killed in a hotel room.
We love to talk about missing and dead bimbos.
Blonde women, specifically.
Yeah.
She is, I don't know, she's
pretty.
Actually not a real blonde, as I understand it.
I don't think blonde, blonde is a plus, but I don't think it's a prerequisite.
If
remember
you're
the one
blonde,
who ran away from her wedding, the wedding,
yeah,
she was brown-haired.
Okay.
She was brunette.
Yeah, but she's not dead.
You just have to be kind of, well, she was missing, though. I
right.
said dead or missing.
Right.
And you just gotta be kind of hot. And they throw them up there, and that's
even Anna Nicole, she's kind of on the chunky side, isn't she?
Yeah, but they do they
There's
can flash back to those old penthouse pictures.
True,
and she really was fine in those pictures.
There's something. There's just something that American people have an obsession over when it comes to semi-attractive blonde women. They will. It is sick to me that the news media spends so much time on this. Now they wouldn't spend as much time on it if people weren't so interested in it, chicken or the egg.
And, you know, this is we get accused of being the liberals here on this show often enough.
I think maybe as often as we're accused of being conservatives.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody. I haven't been called a conservative in a while.
Well, we haven't been on the conservative.
But we're not really on liberal
stations
anymore.
Right.
We get called liberals all the time. Where's your liberal media? Why isn't the liberal media covering helicopters getting shot out of the sky in Iraq?
Yeah.
This isn't a liberal media we have. This is a sensationalist media.
It's a distraction
That's it.
Media.
And, you know, to call it a liberal media, it's just ridiculous to do so. Is all it does is it's disparaging liberals and the media and all that stuff and throwing mudding the waters, and it doesn't make any sense.
Right, it's just some
This is not a liberal
conspiracy.
Media we have.
The liberal media
we
idea
have
is
People
just
Magazine.
Another... Yeah, the liberal, that's, you know, that's really all it is. All of these news media outlets are extensions of People Magazine.
CNN mentioned after 3 p.m. Eastern, this is just after 3 p.m. Eastern till the end of the day yesterday, 141 times Anna Nicole, 27 times Iraq.
Breaking news, Anna Nicole Smith found dead. Who gives a flip?
Yep.
I don't know. I wish I could understand this.
Fox,
I really do.
Fox News 112 times, Iraq 33. Now they're the best ratio of all of them. Mm. Foxes, and so they're mentioning Iraq more times than anybody else, and Anna Nicole fewer. So is Fox
How
still
unusual.
Liberal media?
Yeah, I thought they were supposed to be the conservative biased people.
No, it's all just sensationalism. MSNBC 170 times Anna Nicole and Iraq 24. So that's the worst ratio of them all. I don't know.
If this just in, America, the most important news right here on Free Talk Live, some dumb bimbo has been found dead in her hotel room or wherever the hell she was found dead. Now going on the scene to Mark Edge. Mark, what's the latest on this dumb bimbo story?
Well, it appears as though rigor mortis is slowly setting in here on
Is
Nicole.
She naked, Mark? That's what I want to know. Is she naked?
Well,
show us those breasts.
We're receiving reports from the police moment by moment, and it does appear as though Anna Nicole was found naked.
Naked? Oh, my gosh, this woman was naked. Let's get the pictures, front story, front page. This is big news, America.
Well, Ian, I really got to tell you, Anna Nicole Smith being naked, not news. No. As a matter of fact, let's show you her penthouse layout.
Oh, yeah, now that's news. That's news. This is important stuff here, America. Stay tuned. Penthouse pics around the corner. 1-800-259-9231. And maybe we'll slip up and we won't put the little blurry thing in front of her breasts. Oh, won't that excite you, America? Ha, ha, ha. What's the deal? Can you explain it to me? What's the obsession about? Come on. Somebody listening to this show right now has an obsession with Anna Nicole Smith. They're following this news. You can explain it to me, can't you? 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, including the bulletin board system. Over 190,000 posts await you. Over 1,400 people are interacting. It's a lot of fun. Serious issues, fun stuff, all being discussed, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the right to bear arms? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Panelists to include pro-Second Amendment New Hampshire state representatives and gun organizations, as well as Bill Westmiller, the national chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. This just in, hot off the news wire. Ian reporting for Free Talk Live. Hot off the presses, Anna Nicole Smith, still a rotting carcass.
Still naked, and still has left a poor bastard child. Fatherless and motherless.
1-800-259-9231. Okay, that's our toll-free number. Enough making fun of the Anna Nicole Smith situation. I really just don't understand it, and I'd like to know why Americans are so obsessed with Anna Nicole Smith and the like, and these pretty little girls that go missing, and what about all the other people who've gone missing? What about all the other people who died? Why is it we only care about some of them? I mean, we could fill an entire magazine every week with features and highlights about who's gone missing and who's gotten killed in the last week's time.
But
could be called Death Week
when it's those bimbos. And not all of them are some, but a lot of them seem to be. And I don't know why it is that we care so much. You know, I think the very best example of it ever was within 3 days of each other, and it's probably been 5 years, maybe 6 years now. I don't know how long it's been. Princess Di and Mother Teresa died within 3 days of each other.
Yes,
and the whole world wept about Princess Di.
I hated it. That was the first time I really came to the realization that Americans, specifically Americans, but the whole world did as well.
The British and the Canadians were just as bad.
Had an obsession. And I, at that time, thought it was like an obsession with royalty.
Yeah.
But no, it's some sort of an obsession with just pretty women.
Pretty tramps. Because, I mean, what was she doing? I mean, you know, she was out cheating on her husband, from what I can tell.
Right, 800-259-9231. People have got some ideas. We're getting into it here, but ladies come first, and Kayleen's on the line in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello, you sexy guys.
Hi, Kayleen. You've been following the Anna Nicole Smith situation closely?
Actually, no. I wasn't even aware of it.
Now you know.
You guys talked about it.
So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a real blonde, and probably just a few people would give a crap about my death. But that's not what I called about.
Okay.
What I called about to tell you is that, and I'm not going to break any HIPAA laws here, I work in a major hospital in Massachusetts, and recently we had as a patient a very rich Middle Eastern country prince.
Okay.
Whose royal family paid the sum of $3 million cash for his treatment.
Wow.
And this is not major treatment. This was some kind of surgery. Walked off half of a unit, had dozens of bodyguards around. And my point being that that's great. I'm glad that my hospital got $3 million cash. But the rest of his country is living in socialized health care and have to wait 6 months in line to get eye surgery, never mind.
Well, he's in the same category, obviously, as Anna Nicole Smith. He's obviously one of the better people, don't you think? He's better than everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
He's a prince.
Richer than everybody else and more influential. I don't know how influential Anna Nicole Smith was, but
Sickest part of this is these people wouldn't be princes and kings and all that stuff over in these Middle Eastern countries if they weren't supported by our government. If our government wasn't deciding who, I mean, we're king making over there. We're deciding which governments are going to stay in power and which ones are going to fall. And I'm really glad that no one decided to do that when back in 1776 when we decided to rise up against the greatest power on the face of the earth. I'm glad that there weren't any countries there holding us down, and we managed to fight our way through.
So this
it's
guy,
just sick.
This guy that you was treated at your hospital was one of America's friends. Would you say one of the country he's from is one of America, the United States government's friends?
Yes and no.
No.
Yeah, there are definitely relations between our government and his government. And Yes.
So it's okay in the American government's viewpoint that people like this allow others to live in complete abject socialism.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem, but, oh, Saddam Hussein, he's a problem for some
reason.
Right.
But the point that I was trying to make is that this prince comes in, the royal family says, okay, we're going to give you, and instead of being treated in his own country, he comes to this country to be treated.
Because he knows where the...
$3 million cash.
Amazing. Kayleen, thanks for the story. We appreciate
hearing
from you. 800-259-9231. He knows where to get the best... some of the best treatment.
Well, yeah, it's going to be the best treatment because we have a free market in...
No, we don't.
We have the freest market in medicine.
We have one of the freest markets.
Yeah, probably in...
I don't know if... I honestly, at this point, don't know if it's the freest in
the world. There's probably some smaller places.
I would guess Hong Kong might have a little bit more of a
freer, probably true.
Market. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Johnny in West Palm Beach, listening on WFTL. Hey, Johnny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, first of all, guys, welcome to South Florida. I'm glad to be able to hear you guys for the first time. I just tuned into the station, and I'm really glad to have a live show on the air here, man.
Indeed. It's good to be there. So what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, okay, when you're coming down to Anacol, I want to answer your question directly.
Okay.
The answer is people are very obsessed with wanting to be in a fantasy world. They do not want to deal with true reality when the economy might not be helping, you know, middle class out, when we have that war in Iraq. But the problem is the Iraq war has been put in front of us on television for over, what, almost 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
People, I think, are getting tired of watching it. They know what the reality is over there. They know soldiers are dying out there. You know, it's getting to a point where you can't just keep putting some negative thing out. The media needs to go and try to create...
Yeah, but this has been going on longer than the war in Iraq. As Mark pointed out, it happened back with the Princess Di thing, and that was, what, in the late 1990s? I mean, so this obsession with celebrity, this obsession with royalty, has been going on a lot longer than Iraq. There's always been some royalty, some pretty girl to look at to distract. And I agree with you. It's some sort of obsession with distraction that that Americans have.
Can I make a correction, too? It was Playboy she was in, not Penthouse.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, it's okay.
She's not a total slut.
I'm just saying because I saw the centerfold and I saw the pictures, and you can't forget pictures like that, man.
I pretty much have.
Ingrained in your memory. Hey, Johnny, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's move to Mike in Texas, listening on, I presume, Radio Free Austin. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike in Texas? Mike is gone. Okay. Bill, Randy, and Jay, hang on. We're coming back to you guys and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. The obsession that Americans have over celebrity. What is it all about? Do you know people who are like this? Are you one of them? Come on. Come on. You can admit it. We're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Shocking facts about magnesium. Magnesium deficiency can cause anxiety, asthma, depression, diabetes, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension, insomnia, migraines, osteoporosis, just to name a few. Pesticides and pollution have depleted the soil of magnesium. Processed foods are further stripped of magnesium. Flour loses 80%, polished rice 83%, cornstarch 97%, and white sugar from molasses 99%. Fluoridated water removes all magnesium. So how do we replace the magnesium our bodies so desperately need? Magnesium oil and gel. Magnesium oil and gel absorbs quickly through the skin so there are no gastrointestinal side effects. It comes in several different sizes, so call 877-817-9829 and order yours today. Your body will thank you. Magnesium oil and gel could be the answer you've been looking for. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Magnesium oil and gel. You can be you again.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between, we've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Live, your show, live, Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves, toll free at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever's on your mind in here with you.
And Mark?
It's 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We got dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors, not just busty blonde bimbos, okay? All there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Ages, too. We have them from infanthood to...
I think I said ages.
Did you?
I think I did.
Good. Okay.
Shrine.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. We've been talking about the obsession that Americans apparently have with celebrity. And it's really just celebrity more than it is anything else. It's best exemplified by the response that Americans are having to the Anna Nicole Smith situation. But it's not just women. Look, for instance, to the Kennedy boys, the guy that died in the plane crash on the
John F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, they have an obsession with celebrity. They have an obsession with certain political people. Tom Cruise, of course, if he died, oh my gosh, can you imagine what?
Well, I'm saying the death, but I mean he was running around last year making just a damn fool of himself and him and his silly Scientology religion.
So, want to know what you think about the obsession that Americans have with celebrity? Why it's this way? And can we do anything to save America from this sick waste of time? Because really, if you really want to look at this from a positive viewpoint, and I'm trying my best to look at this from a positive viewpoint,
mm-hmm.
It's that here in the United States, here in America, we have so much wealth, that we can be concerned with the lives of other people over our own. That's what's going on here. People could be busy making their own lives better, but no, they have to stop and pick up an issue of People magazine, read the latest on Anna Nicole Smith. People could be busy enriching the lives of their friends and their family members, but no, they have to stop and read Entertainment Weekly. Let's go to the phones and talk to, it is Phil in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Phil.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Good,
hey,
sir.
Going great. What's on your mind?
Well, in regards to the Anna Nicole Smith thing, I was at work the other day, and we were, you know, go through the news, and that was all they could talk about. And it's good to hear that there's actually a news source out there like you guys that are bringing this up.
Well, now, we don't purport to be a news source at all.
Understand.
Yeah, we're just a couple of guys sitting in a studio.
I like to talk about issues. I like to talk about the issues that matter to me and other people. But I don't see an issue with Anna Nicole Smith.
Kids don't do drugs and grow up to be a dumb bimbo.
Yeah, all I see is a story about a dead bimbo. Is it just me? It's not just me, is it?
It seems like it sometimes, because I listen to Free Talk Live at work, and whenever I hear something interesting, I try and spread it around to my coworkers, and they just don't care.
Hmm.
They say, well, that sucks, or, well, you know, what are you going to do about it? But and
yeah,
socialism,
fascism, the rise of totalitarianism in America, that's not interesting. But some bimbo's dead in a hotel room? Whoa, stop the presses.
Makes me want to beat my head against the desk.
It really must. And so this is what the people were. This was the water cooler talk, so to speak, at work. This is what your coworkers are obsessed with discussing.
Sad to say.
What's going to change this? Is there any brightness on the horizon? Is there a possible new future for Americans where they aren't obsessed with this inanity?
I think it's just going to take some work because ever since I've entered the Liberty Movement and gotten used to talking to people about these things, I have won some people over. And it's just going to have to take just talking and talking and letting people know that these ideas are out there, that they don't have to just obsess with People magazine and
At the very least, we could all certainly get together in the same place as part of the Free State Project, and at least then we'll be around people that that actually do care about the important things in life. Randy, thank you for Phil, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We're going to Randy in Ohio. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Randy in Ohio. Randy going once?
Apparently not.
Randy going twice?
Hello?
Hi,
there
Randy.
He is.
Hey, Mark.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
I think a lot of the fascination with this is the fact that Anna Nicole was in Playboy.
Uh-huh.
And she looked good. Then she came out with a reality show, and she had gained about 100 pounds, and she was disgusting.
Yeah, she was freakish there.
She herself down her blouse. You know, I watched it. 5 or 10 minutes of it, and that's all I could take.
Uh-huh, sure, 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, no, I watched that reality show. He's right.
Really?
5 or 10 minutes of that was really
all
you could stand.
I mean, it was like MTV.
She was just so awful and so drugged up. It was terrible to watch her.
So then this is more of the train wreck aspect to it, Mark. I mean, there's certain people who are watching this because it's a train wreck, a real-life train wreck,
mm-hmm.
And then again, there are the certain people who are watching it because they're simply obsessed with celebrity, they're obsessed with Anna Nicole Smith, they're obsessed with blonde bimbos.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to Marilyn Monroe thing, I guess.
Very good.
Kind of Paris Hilton.
Yeah, it's sick. I don't understand it. I don't get it myself, but apparently would you say most Americans care about this story? Would you say a majority of Americans care about this?
I hate to say it, but I think they do.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jay in Miami, listening on WFTL. Hey, Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello.
Hi, what's
all
on your mind?
All it is to do with the money. You look at Donald Trump, you look at Oprah, you look at any of those. Anybody that's got a bunch of money they're looking after. But I was calling every radio station to find out. These people up in New York, they're yelling to have that global warming come. They got 10 foot of snow and they're trying to dig out. Where's this global warming coming from?
Yeah, I'd like to know that too.
I'm a little curious about global warming myself. I mean, you know, half of the in Buffalo is covered in snow. The western half of the United States received just record amounts of snow. The ice shelf on Greenland is growing. I don't know. And why is Greenland called Greenland?
Yeah, no, at one time was green.
Yeah, they used to grow crops there and stuff. Because the Earth's getting so warm from what man's done. No, the Earth's been warm before.
Yeah.
It was called the medieval warm period, and that's why Greenland's called Greenland. And anybody who believes that global warming is caused by man, I just can't believe it.
It's really silly.
And there's UN scientists.
He's up there yelling for it now.
I'm sure that he is, but there's UN scientists that have been fired because this is what it is. It's the UN wants to take over. If the UN gets all these rules
now
in place...
that sounds a little paranoid.
Why wouldn't the UN want to take over?
They're
a governing body. Does the United States government want to take over?
Yeah,
well,
sure.
Well, and they damn sure have. Governing bodies want to govern. The UN is a governing body. It wants to have more power. That makes perfectly good sense. The UN wants to see all these rules in place. If it has these rules in place, it can tell other nations what to do.
Mm.
If it can tell other nations what to do, we're one step closer to one world government, which is what the UN wants.
And, of course, they're going to sell it to you based on the idea that they're going to save the world.
Right.
In fact, they're just another
government. Who doesn't want rainbows and ponies and whales singing and all that other good stuff? I mean, we want those things, don't we?
Yeah, we do, but government can't give it to us.
No, they can't. When you look at what the EPA's done with the land that it's had, I mean, the United States government is responsible for more pollution than any other body in America.
It's true. The U.S. military, more so than all four of the top private polluters combined. They
government doesn't solve pollution,
no,
people.
No, it just makes it worse.
UN, or the United States, or China, or any of
so,
them.
So, Jay, we're with you on that one. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, just thank you for taking my call. Because
thanks for
I've
being there, man.
I've been trying to get it on the air, and I've been turning that Nicole off all
it's hard. It's hard to go anywhere and turn it. You can't turn it off. It's like she's chasing you down. You can't get away from her. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. She's a dead bimbo.
At least when she was alive, I could ignore her.
Yeah, 800-259-9231, Claudil in Brazil, your calls as well about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Plus, still going to ask the question coming up here, and you can answer it if you'd like. Is there a right to shelter? Is there a right to a home? What do you think? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? What sounds so easy and convenient?
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. 9547.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-451-3580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-451-3580. 1-800-451-3580.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Tis the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, you like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, go and buy some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We have some very high-quality merchandise for sale, including Free Talk Live t-shirts, a variety of different ones, also a variety of different Free Talk Live hats, and Free Talk Live, there's the Free Marketeer flag, which actually doesn't have Free Talk Live written anywhere on it. It's just cool. We think it's really cool, and it's hanging up in the studio here. And you can have one for your very own self. You can also get free Talk Live bumper stickers. Instructions as to how you can do that at store.freetalklive.com. The materials that these products are made out of are not cheap crap. This is good stuff, high-quality merchandise. DVD classic archive sets as well. For those of you that want to go flash back to the past of Free Talk Live, you can get those as well. All there at store.freetalklive.com. Great way to help support the show and get some cool swag. All right, as we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Bob in West Palm Beach, listening on WFTL. Hey, Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I just want to bring your attention that with Greenland, why they named it Greenland, I learned years ago, back in my school days, probably a few years ago, but they called Greenland, Greenland in those ice because people would think it was a beautiful country. If they tried to conquer it, they would end up freezing to death. And Iceland, it was very pretty, and that's where everybody lived. They felt like calling it Iceland, it would confuse people. This way, it would save them from people trying to conquer the beautiful land. So that's the only reason why they called Greenland that was ice and ice.
Is that an urban legend, or is that really true?
Are you saying that they didn't? Are you saying they didn't farm on Greenland?
What's that?
Are you saying they didn't farm on Greenland 1,000 years ago?
Well, this is what I learned. I mean, about 1,000 years ago. I don't remember the ruler or the conqueror or who set it up, but something I learned in school many years ago.
There you go.
Also, disband the UN. Nicole Smith, I couldn't give a crap.
Who? Anna Nicole Smith, I see.
Yeah.
I couldn't care. Couldn't care. And I feel bad that Howard Stern gets wrapped in with Howard K. Stern. And
who's
a Bubba Booey, too, Stern. Thank you, sir.
Bubba Booey.
Thanks for the call. Howard Stern fan or something.
What is Howard K. Stern?
I don't know. He's gone. Can't ask him now.
Howard Stern jokes, I guess.
1-800-259-9231. Who listens to Howard Stern now?
People that pay for it.
Yeah, that's not very many.
It had to have shrunk about
by a factor of 10.
Yeah.
I think he had something like 12 million listeners before.
Sure.
And I think it's down to a lower than 200,000.
Some people are paying to listen to him. You can believe that.
Well, of course they are. The obsessees.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't pay for it, personally. 1-800-259-9231. And I mean, that we run this show on the business model of you shouldn't have to pay for it. Go and grab up a year's worth of archives at freetalklive.com. We give them away. See if Howard's going to do that for you. Don't think so. 1-800-259-9231. So, the question that I asked at the beginning of the hour, and I'll ask again. Should a house be a right?
A house be a right? No, a house should not be a right.
I agree with you.
It was not mentioned in the Bill of Rights. It is not a right.
Well, that's okay, because the French...
Not that the Bill of Rights gives us our rights.
Right.
But
the rules are a little different over in France.
No, they absolutely are.
The French cabinet has adopted a bill, according to the BBC, to create a legal right to housing. Because you have a right to be a total loser in France, apparently. After a series of high-profile protests by campaigners, the demonstrations prompted President Jacques Chirac to promise action in his New Year's address. If approved by Parliament, the bill will legally oblige local authorities to provide accommodation for the homeless from the end of next year. People facing eviction or living in squalid conditions will also be helped.
Oh, so they're not just guaranteed housing, they're guaranteed a relatively clean house of some sort.
Something like that, yeah. It basically, you can be a total loser, not clean your home. You can be facing eviction, which means you're probably not paying your rent, meaning you can be a total shiftless loser. And the French government will step in and use French taxpayer dollars, maybe even some UN dollars as well, since we're redistributing money all over the world now. Use your taxpayer dollars, perhaps, to put these losers into some sort of government shelter. The bill would also create a new repatriation and resettlement package to allow immigrants with no family ties in France to return home. President Chirac has said it would should be possible to build 120,000 homes a year for the underprivileged. Wow, pretty lofty goal there, huh?
That certainly is.
Where are they going to put all these people? Homeless land?
I don't know.
What are they all going to do?
120,000 homes a year for homeless people?
What are they all going to do?
I'm going to suddenly get homeless.
And that's exactly what you're going to see happen.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what happened around here.
When you
went from very few poor people taking very few handouts to a lot of poor people taking a lot of handouts. And, here in America, when we started giving mandatory handouts to people because they're poor.
This story is a perfect example of mommy government. Mommy government going to take care of you. You can just get into whatever nasty little situation you want, and old French President Chirac's going to lift you right out into the world of plenty.
Yeah, well, mommy doesn't just have cookies in one hand. She's got a gun in the other, and she's going to tell you what to do when you take those cookies.
Yeah, she is. The government, embarrassed by the campaign that saw thousands of people camping out on the streets, has already pledged to find 30,000 hostel places immediately for those living rough. Pressure groups say there are up to 100,000 homeless people in France. In addition, 900,000 people are thought to live in campsites, hotels, and shelters, and a further 2 million have substandard housing. The two main contenders in the presidential elections, Interior Minister so-and-so and Socialist so-and-so, have also promised state action to help the homeless.
This is how it goes. Once the voters realize that they can vote money out of people's pockets and into their own, well, then it's all over.
That's exactly right.
Once the poor people realize that they can vote the money away from the rich people, then your government it's swirling down the toilet.
It is swirling down the toilet, and also you have to also realize that eventually the rich people are going to have about enough of this. Eventually they're going to decide it's about time to leave France because, I like to make a living and keep as much of it as I possibly can, but if I know that a percentage of my living is being forcefully taken from me and given to people who just aren't interested in doing work, because that's who these people are, they're shiftless losers who aren't doing a damn thing with their lives except camping out in the streets of France.
You know, it's,
I'm gonna pay my hard-earned money to keep these people alive. It makes me sound like a meanie butt.
Yeah,
right? Makes
sure
me sound
does.
Really evil and harsh. But I'm working. I'm doing something to better my life. I'm actually out there creating wealth for myself and others. These people are like vampires.
Well,
They suck off the wealth of others. They suck off the productive.
Here's what happens, though. The richest of the rich, they set up accounts in Liechtenstein or Andorra, just over the border. And they have their money kind of shipped into them from foreign banks, and they're not taxed on it at all.
So it's the middle class.
It's the upper middle class that says to themselves, man, I'm making money on capital gains and all this stuff, and I'm getting taxed on it, just a tremendous percentage. I mean, I live in a socialist country. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to Florida.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to some Caribbean island where they don't check on those things. They don't care.
So I want to know from you, do you agree with the French people in this particular case, those who are in government, at least, because all of the government agencies in France are just arguing over how much they should help the homeless.
Right. Does somebody have a right to housing? Do they have a right to have rain kept off of their heads? Do they have a right to health care?
Do they have a... Now, look, I don't want to make it sound like I don't believe people should get help. If you're in a bad way, and your house burns down, something terrible happens to you in your life, you should be able to get help from those who want to voluntarily give it. And I would be willing to contribute on a voluntary basis to some charity that helps people that really do need help. These 900,000 people living in campsites, they don't all need help. A good percentage of them are losers.
Mm.
People whose sole existence it is to see how much they can mooch, to see how they could subsist off of government handouts and the like. Those are people who don't deserve help. They haven't done anything to deserve it. Without government around to forcefully redistribute wealth, then those who really need help are the ones who will get it, the ones who actually deserve the help, the ones who can prove that they have circumstances in their lives that they weren't able to deal with, for instance, home burning down, children coming down with some atrocious disease. You see where I'm coming from? People that actually need help, they'd be able to show the fact that they need that help. And people who care, who is pretty much everybody that I've ever met, people care about others.
Right.
They'll step forward and do the right thing. We don't need government around to take money from people at gunpoint and then go and build a bunch of government housing to put these people in where they're going to sit and continue to collect more government handouts and government checks. Is it just me? 1-800-259-9231. If you're somebody who believes that people have a right to housing, people have a right to food, people have a right to water, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. Hour number two is on the way. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily.